Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, episode 37. My name is Michelle Malloy Dillon. I'm here with my colleague, David Langiuli. Hi, David.
Hey, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. So you wrote an interesting blog post recently about gossip.
Yeah. How'd you hear about it?
You emailed me and told me it was up.
I was wondering if maybe you heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, no.
That would have been like, you know, a little bit of gossip.
Oh, that's right. A little bit of gossip. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Because, you know, how'd you hear about it? That's very much a gossip type of question.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Well, and that's similar to what the title of your blog post is, right? Have you heard their ending gossip? No way.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've been getting some good feedback on that. Folks have been enjoying that. But it's so, it's so seductive.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what is gossip, really? Just to kind of define it and know exactly what it is.
Yeah. In the article, I talk about kind of like a dictionary definition of gossip. And it's sort of, let me just read it for the audience. The practice of sharing information about people who are not present in a casual or unconstrained conversation that typically involves details not confirmed as being true.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it's about spreading.
Not confirmed as being true. Right. Isn't that key? Like gossip is rumor. It's
innuendo.
Assumptions.
Yep. And organizations are replete with gossip. And a lot of leaders that I've worked with over the years as a coach think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, gossip can be, sometimes people can think that gossip is a way of sort of being informed.
Right.
Knowing the inside scoop.
Oh, yeah. That's how people justify it.
Right.
That's how people justify receiving it. That's how they justify spreading it. And it's also gives you power and importance when you are a gossip node in a network.
Yeah. Right.
You know, people come to you for it. Right.
Yeah. And yet in the book, 15 Commitments of Conscious Leadership, and you and I are part of a tribe that really lives by the values that are discussed in this book and talks about it a lot. They describe gossip as a corrosive force that is not helpful.
Right.
So what is so toxic about gossip?
Yeah, it's a great question. So, it doesn't follow the golden rule or platinum rule kind of way of being. So if you are a golden rule kind of person, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Now that lives in a land of morality, but okay, let's just play with it, right? When you're on the receiving end of it, you know, when you start giving it, you wouldn't like to be on the receiving end of it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people like to say that they're golden rule people, but in practice, they violate the golden rule when they participate in gossip. But we could set morality aside and just think about workability.
Well, right? And it's such a it puts such a barrier in the way of trust. I find out someone's been gossiping about me, why would I trust them?
Well, yes, and exactly. And let's just suppose that you share some gossip about our partner Janice, right? You share gossip with me, right? We're in a business partnership. We're in an organization here, and you share some information about Janice that you don't know is factually true, and she's not present, and you're sharing it. Now, what happens to the trust between you and me?
Yeah. Right. Well, you're going to think that I might gossip about you with Janice.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. Course. I can't wait to get on the phone with Janice and tell her all about you.
It's like a double-edged sword, right? Because people want these really. So everyone knows that too, right? You can smell that. So in other words, like, I want a relationship with, I want to keep my relationship with you so you bring me dirt, but I don't trust you because you bring me dirt, but I want you to trust me.
Right? And I mean, what's funny about this is there's something with your laughter. It's like there's something that's kind of intriguing and kind of, it draws, gossip draws you in. I mean, there's an entire industry built around gossip, right? Like there's tabloid newspapers and, you know, all this kind of thing, right?
Oh, it's completely in the culture, right?
Yeah.
You're right. The rags, the journal, the sort of the hyperbolic
right.
kind of news media, right? I mean, fact checks, like nobody checks facts anymore. It's all spreading.
Well, when it comes to the royal family in England, like I wanted to tell me more, right?
Yeah, of course.
What do they really think of each other, right?
Exactly. So
this is why
organizational, go ahead.
What? I was going to say, this is why it's toxic. It's like it can suck you in, and before you realize, it's like you're part of something, sometimes unintentionally, without me even being aware of it, of creating right. a toxic environment.
It's even worse than that. So let's look at the word toxic. Right? Why would we think that gossip is toxic? A lot of leaders think it's good. Oh, it's just spreading information around, and I'm a leader. I want to get information, right? So I'm going to listen. I'm being good leader. I'm a listener. Mm-hmm. Right? There's all this literature about listening, and we even train people how to listen, right? So, but I'm just being a good leader. I'm listening because then I can, you know, I need to hear about the information. Well, why is it toxic? It's kind of like a drug. So mm-hmm. let's think about heroin, for example. Highly addictive, makes you feel good, and in the end, it's going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's why it's toxic. Gossip is like that. But people don't think of it that way. So it kills the organism or it kills the organization. That's what it does.
Yeah.
So it's very seductive. It's very addictive. It makes you feel good in the moment, and it eventually kills the organization. Yep.
So how do we handle gossip, David? What do we do?
Well, like in all things leadership that we teach, Michelle, it starts with me. Right?
Yeah.
So the first thing when I work with leaders is when they sort of get that, not everyone gets it. Some people just want to keep playing that game and they don't think it's going to be destructive. So then usually we don't work with those kinds of folks in those kinds of organizations, right? And a lot of people like to live and work in those types of, they like it. So if that's the case, then, you know, tune out the podcast, don't read the blog post, and go work with somebody else in leadership development, not us, because we want to work with leaders who have integrity and who are willing to step into candor. So that said, you don't participate in it. You don't initiate it. So this is the me part, mm-hmm. right? So you don't...
But I'm not a gossiper, David, but sometimes I find myself listening to somebody gossip.
Yeah, exactly, right. It's just super important. Like the first step is not to initiate it or spread it. So that you have complete control over.
Yeah.
Is whether I, David, initiate or by just saying like spreading something or some information that I heard and I pass it on. So
right.
don't do that.
Right. So right. What I'm hearing you say is it's like I have a responsibility not to gossip and not to say something to someone else that I wouldn't say directly to the person I'm talking about.
That's right. Yeah. Right. So yes, exactly. So that's the second step, right? So shifting from me to we. So you're a leader or you're working in an organization. Somebody comes to you with, starts saying, Michelle, I heard that, that Janice really doesn't like you.
Yeah. And,
so, Sylvia told me that.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, Sylvia,
what do you mean she doesn't like me? Okay, now I'm beginning to get into the gossip too. Tell me what she said.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah. Sylvia, how does Sylvia know that? What's going on?
Well, Sylvia told me that she was talking to Janice, and Janice said to her that, you know, she really doesn't like it when you blah, blah, blah mm-hmm. all the time. By the way, I don't like that either, but
yeah.
And, you know, so anyway, you see how it's like people not wanting to be straight with one another. So I'm listening to it. I, you know, and I'm passing it along to you.
And I'm getting wrapped up in it because this gossip is about me. Like, so wait, tell me more.
Of course, right? It's like that, right? It's
so
like
I'm getting caught in the web.
It's like a good soap opera.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Right.
It is.
So when someone comes to you with gossip, it's like, you know, in the pop culture, we have this thing like talk to the hand.
Yeah.
You know, talk to the hand. Like, you, hey. Right. Wait a minute, Sylvia. If what you're going to say to me about Janice and Michelle, you wouldn't say if they were present. I don't want to hear it. You got to take this up with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now there's a little bit of a subtlety to this, right? So if you and I were talking about Janice. She wasn't present, and our intention was good. This is where, but it's a very slippery slope, right? Like we might say, oh, you know, we need to remind Janice that she was going to work on our OGSM and get it to us by Tuesday, right? That would be perfectly fine.
Sure.
You know,
well, that's like, fact, right?
It's factual. Yeah. She said she had promised it, right? Mm-hmm. She had promised it. And
yeah, there's nothing assumed in that because right. She had promised it. And
she had actually promised it to us. Uh-huh, and we could talk sure. about that. And we might say, oh, we might want to send her a reminder on Monday. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, okay, one of us will send her a reminder. Okay, that's not a toxic, gossipy conversation, right? Because we would say that if she was present.
Yeah.
So the practice that we want, so we always like to give the audience something to try. And so... this is what we want to give the audience to try. When someone approaches you, this is just a little thing you can do if you want to start to shift the culture of your organization. If you notice that there's a lot of gossip and then you're like, you've read the article and you see the toxicity of it, you could just start to say, one, I'm not going to initiate it. And two, when someone comes to me with something, you could say, look, that person isn't here. And if you've got an issue with them, go talk to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it because it's actually very simple and it's very clean.
Yeah.
There's something about it that feels a little bit risky, like because it's so direct and yet it is so clean. Like I'd appreciate it if you didn't talk to me about that and go right. directly to that person.
Yeah.
Right. Right. It's a very simple request.
And yes. And if you're a leader in the organization and you really want to transform your culture from one of that's so this type of communication is out of integrity and it's not candid. People do it because they're afraid, they don't want to have conflict. And if you're in an organization that is wanting more candor, then
This is absolutely the place to go.
Yeah, this is a place. Yes. And by the way, it's so easy to participate in. It's mm-hmm. so, you know, we all do it. We all slip into it. But it's if you want to build a culture, then the place to start is don't generate it. And when people come to you with stuff, ask them to take it to the person that they're talking about. And that would be a good start. There's an even more advanced move here. If we think about it like verbal jiu-jitsu, that I'm going to leave it as a teaser to the audience. If you are interested in really the hardest part is what to do once you've actually participated in gossip. And I'm just going to leave it hanging there for you.
Ooh, okay.
Because there is a way of cleaning it up when you've participated in it. And it actually brings you back into full integrity. So I'll encourage you if you want to...
So,
that's an advanced jiu-jitsu move.
That's an advanced jiu-jitsu move. And I am going to invite the audience, if they have some possible answers to David's inquiry,
yeah,
you can shoot David an email.
Yeah.
At david@fundraisingleadership.org.
Yeah. Or you could actually go on the website and start that discussion on the blog post.
Where our blog post is. Love that idea. Let's get a discussion going about possibilities for that. That would be great.
So I'll just leave it out there for you guys. Yeah. Those of you conscious leaders may know what it is, and you may not. You may think you know.
That's great. That's great. So good. So we want to mention to you all that if you like this podcast, it also shows up on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. Go ahead and subscribe to it on any of those channels and it'll come right to you. Right. You're welcome to do that. Right. And David has given you some interesting homework today. Right?
So the podcast now is the Fundraising Leadership Podcast. It's out there on those platforms. So if you want to get it on your phone, just go ahead and sign up for it. And we'll leave you at that. That's all we're going to leave you with today.
Yep.
And, so go put
it into practice.
Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye.